Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, April 3rd, 2022. Today he is talking about love, vulnerability, and taming our egos. Fear empowers your egos, but love dissolves fear. Life is about love and nothing else. Yes, I do keep talking about love, and that's because all that exists is enfolded most lovingly within it, because it is all that exists. There is not and could not possibly be anything or anywhere else, because it is infinitely vast, enveloping all sentient life, all of creation, and thereby satisfying every need and desire. And, of course, all that exists is alive. Every one of God's infinite number of creations is alive, is sentient, although humanity has chosen to believe that most of the apparently inanimate matter or basic elements which makes up the world of form, in fact the whole universe, is without life, consciousness, or sentience of any kind. Your mainstream science still believes and continues to spread the message that life just arose by chance for no reason and with no purpose, even though the statistical chance of that happening is beyond the bounds of possibility. Matter and form are no way as simple and basic as they appear when viewed through the very limited lens of perception with which your human forms provide you. What appears to you to be dead matter is not dead, and modern physics has shown very clearly that everything is in constant motion, but as to why this is so, they have no answer. The truth is that all that exists is eternally connected to the infinite field of energy, love, and is at one with it, and that is why I keep talking about love. As you go about your daily lives, be aware of how often you seek or hoping for approval, for love. Most of the time you do not do it consciously, but when you complete a task, mental or physical, there is very often an underlying hope that someone will notice and appreciate you for what you have achieved. In reality, at one with and fully aware of your existence constantly in the presence of Mother, Father, God, you always know that you are infinitely loved and appreciated by your Source, and you, of course, infinitely love and appreciate yourself. That is your natural and unchangeable state. As humans in form, the pain of not experiencing or knowing that is overwhelming, and that is why you are always seeking it, even though you mostly do not admit this to yourselves. After all, you believe yourselves to be independent beings, and so you attempt to present an image of yourselves to others that demonstrates this. I am reminding you that you are love, presently incarnate in a severely restricted human form, and that you at all times need to be open to love, vulnerable. Love is the energy that eternally enlivens existence, and blocking love due to feelings of unworthiness reduces the life force that empowers beings in form, which is why the thought of being vulnerable terrifies most people, as they identify it incorrectly as a loss of their power, whereas in fact to be openly vulnerable by your own choice is to be fully in your power and to demonstrate it to others. And because so many of you feel unworthy, unlovable, unseen, of little value, you present an unreal image or mask to others that your egos have concocted, hoping that they will not see the frightened little you hidden inside. Over time, as you grow from infancy to adulthood, you come to believe that you are the mask that you are presenting to the world, making it extremely difficult for you to see and understand that being in form is an opportunity for you to evolve spiritually, for you to become aware of your true nature, Christ consciousness, eternally at one with Source. Therefore, embrace yourselves, know yourselves as you truly are, as God knows you and sees you eternally. What God creates is always perfect and remains eternally and unchangeably in that state of perfection. You are as God created you, forever. That never changes. When you make your daily journey deep within yourselves to your own holy inner sanctuaries, and you do need to do this at least once daily, and when there set the intent to open your hearts to love and invite it in, love will bring to your conscious awareness a sense, a knowing deep within you of the divine truth that you have never been separated from your loving source. Your sense of separation is illusory, unreal, and yet it gets stronger as you grow from infancy towards adulthood, as your egos insist that you are your bodies and nothing more, organisms that are very easily hurt or damaged and which are eventually destroyed. You value your lives, which is good, but because you believe life is short, temporary, and is terminated at the moment of physical bodily death, you live in terror of losing it. You make great efforts to disguise or bury this fear, because being consciously aware of it drains your energy even further and confirms for you your ingrained and totally invalid belief in your unworthiness and insignificance, and your egos encourage this because it gives them great power over you. You need to tame your egos, and you learn to do this by going within daily and inviting love into your hearts. When you feel love within you, you become aware that you have no need of your egos. Fear empowers your egos, but love dissolves fear. So be with love, be vulnerable, thus showing yourselves as you truly are, and in so doing, uplifting and inspiring many others, far more than you will be aware of, and thus assisting in bringing the collective awakening process to its most glorious fulfillment. This is why you incarnated. So now complete the process by opening fully to love and being your true perfect selves, vulnerable and unconditionally accepting of all others, thus empowering them to open themselves fully and delight in the sense of peace and freedom that this knowing brings them. Your loving brother, Jesus.